Hi, this is Paula Morrell, and welcome to the Tales from the South podcast.
Mexico, and I'm driving the legal limit wherever I go. I'm without insurance on the streets of Mexico.
How's everybody doing tonight? So how about tonight's music by Amy Garland and Nick Devlin? Y'all like Amy and Nick? Neither Amy Garland nor Nick Devlin are Arkansas natives, but each has made Arkansas their homes and continue playing music in the same tradition, including blues, folk, country, and bluegrass. They have CDs for sale after the show, and more can be found at Amy Garland on Reverb Nation. All right, well, welcome to Starving Artist Cafe in the Argenta Arts District of North Little Rock, Arkansas, and to a very special edition of Tales from the South, our annual Ozark music show, where Southerners bring their own musical stories to life. Tales from the South is presented by the Argenta Arts Foundation and Temenos Publishing Company, both right here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Paula Martin Morrell. On my left here, strumming his 1931 National Resonator, is blues guitarist Mark Simpson. Among other things, Mark can be heard on blues legend John Weston's CDs, Blues at Daybreak and Got to Deal with the Blues. Mark wrote our theme music and plays for us live each week. And how about our set back here? Y'all like our set back here behind me? Each week we feature an artist, and tonight's featured artist is Arkansas painter Doug Norton, and our featured piece is the piece directly behind me, right back here, which is entitled Winona and is for sale. Our listeners can find out more about this piece and Doug at our website, talesfromthesouth.com. All right, are y'all ready for some Ozark-style musical storytelling? From Fayetteville, Arkansas, husband and wife team Bernice and Brian Hembry have been playing the acclaimed folk Americana trio Three Penny Acre for the past 7 years. Shortly after forming as a band, Three Penny Acre won the 2008 Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, Kansas New Songs Competition. Their sophomore album, Highway 71, released in the summer of 2010, debuted on the folk radio charts at number 3, including the title track, Highway 71, as the number 1 song, and held that position for 2 months. They ended 2010 with a top 10 song and a top 40 album of the year. They have performed at the Kerrville Folk Festival, Woody Guthrie Folk Festival, St. Louis Folk and Roots Festival, Gallivan Center in Salt Lake City, Eddie's Attic, Madison Square Park Concert Series, the Do-Si-Do, the Ram's Head, the Blue Door, and many more. Along with playing with Three Penny Acre, and after 5 years building the Fayetteville Roots Festival, Bernice and Brian have a new side project called Smokey in the Mirror, who we are welcoming tonight. Smokey in the Mirror includes a rotating cast of side musicians that add musical layers to the stark beauty and simplicity of the duo of singer-songwriters. We are thrilled to welcome Bernice and Brian and their new side project to Tales from the South. So, ladies and gentlemen, Smokey in the Mirror.
Thank you all very much. I'm Brian Hembry. This is my lovely wife, Mrs. Bernice Hembry, over here on the bass. And we do have some side musicians with us tonight. Our good friend Brian Hickman back here on the drums. It just so happens to be his 34th birthday tonight, so give him a big round. And our other good friend Adams Collins back here on the banjo. And it is a storytelling affair, so we're tell the stories about our songs. We're going to play 4 songs for you tonight, but we'll start out with his first song. This is a song that's on our most recent album, and the album is called Rag and Bone, and the song is called Rag and Bone. I left Fayetteville, Arkansas in 2000 to spend a year of my life in Oxford, England, and I had the great opportunity to study over there. And this one semester I had two professors. That's really intense. They give you like two professors for an entire semester. And they were going through a divorce. And one professor, her name was Anne Wordsworth. Her estranged husband, Jonathan Wordsworth, was a direct descendant. So it was a pretty intense semester, you know. I was looking for some new dishes. I needed something to eat off of. And Anne told me to go to the bric-a-brac shop, but I couldn't really understand what she was saying. It's like the bric-a-brac. I'm like, what? So I asked Jonathan, I said, and he said, you need to go to the rag and bone shop. And I was like, what in the world is a rag and bone shop? So it turns out in England, that's what they call their flea markets. And it was apt that Jonathan used that term because that really comes from a poem. And William Butler Yeats wrote this poem at the end of his life called, he called his poems his circus animals. And in this poem, he's going to release his circus animals because he's dying and he's got to just send them off into the wild. And he says that he's climbed his ladder, and so his life is through, and he's going to rest where all ladders begin, in the foul rag and bone shop of the heart. And that really struck me as intense. And so I wrote this song, I view that as like the songwriting process. The rag and bone shop refers to the rag and bone pickers from Victorian England. They used to walk the streets, and they would collect little bits and pieces of things, and they would sell them door to door, you know. They would sell the housewives or the housemaids little scraps of fabric or bone for glue. And so I view that as the songwriting process. And in honor of William Butler Yeats and all songwriters of the world, we'll sing this song called Rag and Bone.
There's a need to talk about what time keeps bottled up. Paid a hard price to bail us out this time. Modern shackles in an auction block. Halos burn, the devil squawks. Hear the box and the cart as it rattles down the line. Love you like the evening gloss, rain laid on a mountaintop. Let my heart shudder just to listen to the sound. Peddler peddling in a backroom scene, your picture glowing just like kerosene. You're the train and I'm the orphan. Rag and bone, just trying to make this place a home. Reflections of abandoned life. Chains will be coming soon. You're the watch and I'm the rambling passing time. Rag and bone, just trying to make this place a home. Reflections of talk about, but time keeps price to bail us out this time. Rag and bone is trying to make this place a home. Reflections of
being an Okie. Although I was recently in Texas and I told all my stories about my songs about being from Oklahoma.
It was bad timing.
And it was, we actually were playing on the UT campus at the Cactus Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Saturday night after they lost to the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I couldn't figure out why everyone was scowling at me.
Yeah.
But it's all right.
They're serious about their football down there.
So growing up in Tulsa, since we're live on the radio here, I had a favorite radio station out of Tulsa called KVOO, and it was a big broadband AM FM radio station known for two things in radio history. They gave Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys a spot on live radio when he left Texas and moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he broadcast from the Canes Ballroom for a number of years on KVOO, and they also gave a young kid by the name of Paul Harvey a little vocal spot, and so KVOO. So this is a song kind of about leaving Tulsa, but late at night, back when AM stations used to be able to crank their signal, you know, I could catch KVOO all over the country. I remember being in Colorado, way up near Monarch Pass, and turning on my radio, and I was like, oh, KVOO, I feel like I'm home. So this is a song about being home wherever you are. It's called St. Albans Day.
Brian's a great songwriter. He is a historical songwriter in many ways. That's how I think of him often. He writes songs about Frank Lloyd Wright and about the Tulsa Race Riot, and he can whip out a song every day. It's impressive. And this is one of those songs that came about. We have a blue van that's parked over here somewhere, and it doesn't have air conditioning. We don't run the air conditioner in the summer because it bogs the engine down. So you have to roll the windows down, and it's really humongous van. And when I sit in the back and he's in the front and the windows are down, when I talk, which is a lot, he can't really hear me, but he pretends like he hears me, which is real sweet. And he nods, and so there's a line in this song that makes me think of that every time.
That's right. We tour a lot in Texas. Texas is always good to us, but it's really hot in summer. And we have this van because it's nondescript. It looks like a plumber's van.
Yeah.
You know, no one would think musician when they see it. And
it's a starving artist van.
It is a starving artist van. It's a 2005 Dodge Blue Sprinter. So it's blue and just kind of nondescript. But one time we played a gig in St. Louis, and it has this problem where if there's something even remotely wrong with the engine, which could be non-threatening at all, but just like one little thing, it goes into what's called limp mode, and that way you don't blow the engine. But it means that you can only roll home at about 40 miles per hour. And so we rolled to St. Louis and back at 40 miles per hour.
Yeah, we didn't it's have time to stop.
It's not something I recommend. It's Mm-mm. It becomes a 9-hour trip. But when we got there, our host for our concert renamed it the Blue Ambler. So this is the only song I've ever written in the Blue Ambler while it was rolling. It's called Goodnight Lorena.
Fix that guitar to my chest. The songs we sing about leaving, they bounce round my brain and my wrist. They bounce round my brain and my wrist. So good night, my sweet Lorena. Rest well, my the face of Texas, the traffic as thick as oak, and all I could see for the asphalt and trees was the shape of your mouth as you spoke, the shape of your mouth as you spoke. Good night, my sweet. Back alley of space, the clouds were tattoos and their amber hue cast shadows off your face, cast shadows off your face. Good night, my sweet Lorena. Rest well, my by the grace of you.
So thank you very much. That's brand spanking new. That's one of the things we're doing with this new project, Smokey and the Mirror. Bernice and I are just exploring new avenues. And one of the things that happens when you're in a trio, the Three Penny Acre, the trio we played with for the last 7 years, is you all split time singing. And so we pass it from me to Bernice to our other bandmate, Baird Blaine. And he's taken the year off to build instruments. He's a luthier. The guitar I was playing earlier, he built. And he builds fine instruments.
This one.
And so he's taking the year off, but you kind of switch songs. And so I have this reserve of tunes that are just ready to get out. And so we're going to use this year to get all those new songs up. So that's a new one. And this last song we're going to do, I get asked to talk about songwriting and talk about songs. And I even teach some songwriting workshops with my good friend Jay Wagner from Austin. And so we spend a lot of time thinking about songs. And I write them in the in-between moments in the van and in other places and, you know, just wherever I can get the chance. And sometimes it seems like the harder I work at something other than songwriting, the more it creeps in, you know. So 60-hour week and I sit down and all I want to do is just, like, take a load off and it's there. I'm like, dang. So you got to honor it, you know. You got to ride that wave. But so I told the story about Bernice waking up crying. This is the opposite of that. One morning, she woke up and rolled over, and I was singing in my sleep. And I remember it vividly because I was remembering that dream really well. And I was dreaming about a song, intact. It was just there. I dreamed that I was on a gig, and the front man of the band that I was playing with said, "Check your mic," and I just started playing a song, and it was just there wholeheartedly, just right there. And usually, that happens a lot, actually. I dream about music a lot. But rarely, you know, what happens is there's about a 3-second window when you wake up, and then it's gone,
you
know,
and
you just forget, you know. And they say, like, you should leave a notepad by your bed or something like that, but there's never enough time. Like, it's either, you know, it usually it's just like that, it's gone. And so this song was still there, and I woke up singing, and Bernice literally kind of shook me awake. She's like, "What are you doing?
You're singing in your sleep."
And I just said, "Stop," and I ran, and I jotted it down, and so this song I have no story for other than the fact that it was born in a dream. I can't tell
dream
you
song.
Exactly what it's about or what why it happened or why it was. But I figure if a song is strong enough to dream about, then you better hold on to it, you know. So this is a song called Somewhere in the Middle, and Bernice is going to sing it for you.
Maybe.
Maybe. She's going to squeak it for you.
I'm
going to
squeak. I think that's ready.
Just take 10 steps back, out towards the fences, it's a heart attack. It never misses, you're dry as a bone. Late in the winter, you're far from home again. A backseat of a Cadillac, a leather and stone. Glass and bottlenecks, you're all alone. He ain't coming back, the story.
Thank you all very much. Once again, we're Smoking in the Mirror with our good friends Brian Hickman and Adams Collins. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Smoking in the Mirror, for being on the Ozark Music Show here at Tales from the South. More can be found at smokinginthemirror.com. Thank you to our live audience, and thank you to UALR Public Radio. Tales from the South is presented by the Argenta Arts Foundation and Temenos Publishing Company, and our official media sponsor is AY Magazine, Arkansas's leading lifestyle publication at aymag.com. Additional support provided by William F. Lehman Public Library, the North Little Rock Visitors Bureau, the Writers Colony at Derry Hollow, and the Oxford American, the Southern Magazine of Good Writing. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, YouTube, and Stitcher Smart Radio, and you can download and listen to our podcast on our website. More can be found at talesfromthesouth.com. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week at Starving Artist Cafe in the Argenta Arts District of North Little Rock, Arkansas, for another edition of Tales from the South. Good night, everybody.
Here's a song off our most recent record. And if y'all want one of those records, we got them up here for sale, past that microphone, for $10. And they're sitting on the bar, on the honor system, if you like a Amy Garland, Nick Devlin, Bart Angel, everybody record. She got a light as bright as Dallas, got a heart that could win a war. She got everything she needs, and she don't need much more. Late at night when the cold wind's blowing, you can hear her lonesome moan. You know everything around her has come and it's gone.
Writer accommodations provided by Robin Wood Bed and Breakfast. More at robinwoodbnb.com. Experience Tales in person as a member of our live audience. Schedule and ticket information can be found at our website, talesfromthesouth.com. Thanks for helping keep the art of Southern style storytelling alive. And we'll see you next week either on this station or at Starving Artist Cafe, for another edition of Tales from the South.